ABC Radio Australia.
To Samoa now, where former Prime Minister Fiamie Naomi Mataafa is suing the man who beat her at the last election for defamation over claims she meddled in a murder investigation. The dispute stems from the death of American academic Caroline Gabbard, found dead last year in the home of Samoan writer Sia Figil, who's been charged with murder. Fiamie's defamation suit adds to the legal dramas surrounding her successor Lawalia Maʻalia-Toʻapolitiba Foshi-Smit, who's also facing serious criminal charges. For more details, we're joined by our Samoa reporter, Adele Fruin, who's on the line from Apia. Malo, Adele, how are you today?
Oh, not too bad. Good morning.
First of all, who is involved in this civil claim and why is FMA alleging she was defamed?
Yes, now former Prime Minister Fiamie Naomi Mataafa officially filed a $1.1 million lawsuit, defamation lawsuit, against Samoa's current Prime Minister, Lauren Maʻalia-Toʻapolitiba Foshi. Now, she also, part of her lawsuit is also involves also Lauri's cousin or relative, and to be exact, her name is Lisa Marie Schmidt. This is for allegedly spreading false and malicious claims that she played a part or interfered in the high-profile murder investigation. Fiamie made the announcement that she was planning to file this lawsuit way before the election even happened. I believe, if I recall correctly, it was during the time before the election that she made this announcement. And now, finally, now after the election and everything has gone through, now she has officially filed it earlier this week on Monday.
So where and when were these allegations made, allegedly?
Yes, so allegedly the claim centres on remarks delivered by Prime Minister Lauren Maʻalia-Toʻapolitiba during a fast party rally. Now, this was held on July, 16 of July 2025 in Savaʻi at the Faʻasaleleʻaga No. 4 district. Now, this was during the time when the fast party were going around the islands, actually both islands, everywhere, basically, campaigning. And part of their campaign, he also then allegedly made claims that Fiamie had given instructions to remove evidence related to the death of the woman, of our famous writer. So, yes, so these were the claims that now, has centered around the lawsuit, basically.
Well, I imagine this has gotten some tongues wagging around the country. Well, what are members of the public saying about the claim?
Even before former Prime Minister Fiamie was making conversations, she was hinting that she was going to file a lawsuit, there were mixed reactions from members of the public. During the first announcement, she was, not many members of the public believed she would actually go through with it. Some even went on social media and commenting on the fact that, the lawsuit in itself, they thought that, actually during that time, there were a lot, and I believe there were a lot of misinformation around this. It was already being spread online, that allegedly she was involved. So it really painted a bad picture for her during the campaign period. But members of the public criticized the fact that she was supposed to come forward and address the rumors. But during that time, she hardly addressed the rumors. She hardly addressed any of the criticism. But by the time she did address the criticism, it was too late, in the sense that it was members of the public were saying that it was just too late for her to answer these allegations against her. Now, for those that now, mind you, this announcement was done before the election, and then after the election, she, when later on she conceded defeat, and then some of members of the public had thought she had given up and would not file any lawsuit. However, she went on to say she will still file. Now, some were saying that she was not genuine about saying that she was giving over the, you know, the reins of power to the Aulia Maliator over the fact that she says that, you know, she is giving them her trust, you know, and allowing them to take over. But now that she's filing this claim, it does not seem genuine to others, yes.
You're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Kyle Evans and I'm chatting with our Samoan reporter Adele Fruin, and we're chatting about Samoa's former Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa, who is suing the very man that beat her at the last election. Now, Adele, do we know if there is a date for the hearing yet?
So far, there's no date or hearing date has been set yet. Yes, the claim was filed earlier this week. It's a civil claim, but yes, not yet. It hasn't been announced yet that there's a hearing date, so no.
And can you give us an update on the ongoing case against the PM? I remember when Parliament sat for the first time last week, and he was obviously absent, still getting some care in New Zealand.
Yes, that's correct. So last week in court, it was supposed to be the final day for submissions, all for both prosecution. But however, during the court case, prosecution was not ready to file their final submission, hence why the judge gave them and also postponed the dates to the 24th and the 25th of November, that will give them enough time to file their final submissions, and have given them until the 14th, actually, to first file their final submissions before, you know, coming to before court, basically. So, yes, it's still ongoing, and it's interesting enough to note that Lauli Alimaliator has joint charges with the same relative that the Prime Minister is suing in this lawsuit. So, you know, right now there's an ongoing case where Lauli is involved, plus his relative Lisa. So it's important to note that they two are the ones that are part of this lawsuit that she's currently filing. So, yes.
Yes, it's interesting stuff to say the least. And in case you know, how is his health by all accounts? Is he fit and healthy and back in Parliament at the moment?
No, he's not. He's expected to arrive back on island on the 19th of October. So he's still not in the country, but he did do a live update earlier this week saying that he's recovering well. He had surgery, but he's trying his best to get back, you know, in the country and, you know, carry out his duties as Prime Minister. But so far, he's still not here yet.
Our thoughts do go out to him. Adele, that's all we've got time for this morning, but thanks so much for joining us, as always, on Pacific Beat.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.